Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, filling in for Rabbi Weinreb, and today we will be concluding Tractate Nazir and beginning Tractate Sota. So let's go straight to the last Mishnah in Nazir, which is Perek Tes, the ninth chapter, Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah. So Nazir HaYeshmuel, the prophet Samuel was a Nazir, Kedivrei Rabbi Naharai. And that is the opinion, or that is according to the opinion of Rabbi Naharai. So what is the practical ramification of whether or not Shmuel was a Nazir? Bartner explains, V'ha'omer ha'reini k'shmuel, if someone says, I'm like Shmuel, o k'ben Elkanah, or I'm like the son of Elkanah, o k'mi sheshishaf agav b'gilgal, or I'm like the one who cut up the king Agag in Gilgal, havi Nazir l'divrei Rabbi Naharai. That person would be a Nazir, according to the opinion of Rabbi Naharai, v'chein halacha, and such is the halacha. So what is the basis for Rabbi Naharai saying that Shmuel was a Nazir? Shenemar, back in the Mishnah, the Navi tells us, Umora lo yale al rosho. Mora, meaning a razor, will not go on his head. Ne'emar b'shimshon. We previously learned regarding Shimshon, the biblical Samson, Umora, which says a razor when he was to be born. V'nemar b'shmuel umora, and it says the same thing by Shmuel, mora, meaning a razor. Ma'amora ha'amora b'shimshon nazir, afmora ha'amora b'shmuel nazir. So just like the reference there by Shimshon, by Samson, means that he was a nazir. Similarly here, regarding Shmuel, it means that he was a nazir. But there's a difference of opinion. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "V'halo ein mora elishol baser v'dam." He says, "No. You got it all wrong." He says, "Mora here doesn't mean a razor. It means fear. It means that he won't have any fear of any human being." Amar lo Rabbi Naharai, but Rabbi Naharai answers him, "V'halo kfar ne'amar." But the Navi in Shmuel tells us, "V'yamar Shmuel eich elech v'shama sha'u v'haragani." So in the Navi it tells us that Shmuel said, "How can I go? Shaul will hear and he'll kill me." Shekfar haya alav mora shel baser v'dam. So we see that he did have fear of a human being. So since the Navi tells us that he wouldn't have mora on his head, and we see that he was afraid of Shaul, who was a human being, we can disregard the opinion that it refers to fear of another human being. So it must mean a razor, like Rabbi Naharai said, and as we already said in the Bartonuro, that is the halacha, that if someone says, I am like Shmuel, he is, in fact, a Nazir. That is the end of the Mishnah, that's the end of the Perek, and that is the end of Maseches Nazir. We now continue immediately with the first Mishnah in Maseches Sota. Sota is an area that is greatly misunderstood by many people. They read the brief description in the Torah, not realizing that what's in the Torah is just bullet points, like it says, thou shalt not murder. It doesn't define what murder is, for example. So when it comes to the Sota, and they read the procedure, they think they have the entirety of it, and they get a skewed vision. They imagine the woman being dragged to the Beis HaMikdash by a jealous husband, where they hold her down and pour water down her throat, and then she explodes. And this is not at all the way the process happens. They don't understand that the Sota thing was a very meticulous process. It was a last resort, that the woman had a lot of power in the process. She could refuse to go through with it right up until the very end. And there was no coercion in this. And similarly, as we'll see, the penalty for the guilty woman in the Sota process, first of all, wasn't necessarily going to be immediate, and second of all, wasn't just her, it was also the adulterer. So there's a lot that people don't understand, and they read it, and they get mistaken ideas, and the Mishnah, for those who learn it, really clarifies a lot of the things that people just get wrong. So we're going to go through it now, Mishnah at a time, two per day, and today we are doing the first Mishnah in Maseches Sota. So, let's begin. Hamakana le'ishto, someone who warned his wife about being secluded with a particular individual. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, mekana lo al pi shnayim. Rabbi Eliezer says that he has to warn her in front of two witnesses. Umashka al pi eid echad, o al pi atzmo. But if she violates the warning, if she ends up being secluded with that person, then she drinks the sota water either on the testimony of one witness, even the man himself, even her husband who had done the warning of her. Rabbi Yeshua says, Makanala apishnaim umashke apishnaim. Rabbi Yeshua says, just like she has to be warned in front of two witnesses, she also only drinks if two witnesses saw that she was secluded with that individual. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Hamakana leishto, one who gave his wife this jealousy warning. Afogav de hamakana mashma dieved in lahatchila lo. Even though the language of one who warned, in Mishnaic terminology, that would suggest that one who did so after the fact, here's what you do, but not that this is something we do at the outset. So even though the language would suggest that it's only a bidyeved, halacha hi shechayev adam liknos leishto im hi tzricha lakach. The halacha is that a person is obligated to issue such a warning if the situation calls for it. Ulo kaman mafarish keitzad makana, and soon we'll discuss exactly what the warning process is. So makanala al pi shnayim, she has to be warned in front of two witnesses. In bol hashkosa mehamarim, if they come to make her drink the sota water, tzarech lahavi shnei edim velomer la befnehem al tistri im ish ploni. They need to bring two witnesses and say before them, don't sequester yourself with such and such a man. Ve'im lo kanala befnei shnayim, and if he doesn't warn her in front of two witnesses, Enu nesra alav b'sasira zu, then she's not considered warned regarding sequestering herself with that individual, the enu mashka osa, and therefore she would not drink the sota water. So the first opinion in our Mishnah is that the drinking after being warned would be on the testimony of one witness, even the man himself, but Rabbi Yeshua feels otherwise. He says that that also needs two witnesses, so Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Tzarech shnei edim af l'sasirah. There must be two witnesses also that she was sequestered. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua, and halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua. V'af al pi kein amrinam b'gemara de'bizman hazeh lo lema inish lebeise afilu beino ulebeina al tistri im ish ploni. Nevertheless, even though we paskin that two witnesses are required for the sequestering and for the warning, so everything requires two witnesses straight through, nevertheless, we follow the warning or the opinion in the Gemara that a man should not charge his wife with such a thing nowadays, even if it's just the two of them there. No witnesses present. Why not? Sheyesh lachush ledivrei Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, because we're still concerned about the opinion of Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. D'amar makana adam le'ishto, he feels that a man can give his wife a valid warning in this matter in front of one witness, even just himself. And if she sequesters herself after being warned between him and her, Nesra alav Isra Olam, then she's prohibited to him forever. Bizman hazeh she'ein sham mehamarim, because nowadays we don't have the soda water. So, if this opinion is correct, and a man warns his wife not to be sequestered, and she does, then there's no fix. So, even just you and your wife, never give such a warning. That is the end of the first Mishnah. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.